This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Say Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls show most Americans support the federal COVID-19 relief bill, but if they knew what was in it, they might feel differently. Section 1005 of the bill offers socially disadvantaged farm owners total debt forgiveness, up to hundreds of thousands of no-strings-attached dollars per farmer. The qualification for the support by the federal government is that you cannot be a white-skinned farmer. Treating white farmers like second-class citizens violates the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Since Hong Kong began vaccinating the public with China's domestically produced Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine called CoronaVac, 3 deaths in 9 days have increased anxiety about the vaccine safety. Monday, a 71-year-old man in Hong Kong died 4 days after receiving his vaccine shot. The patient was reported to be in good health before the vaccination. It is estimated under 5% of China's population has been vaccinated. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More on the U.S.-Mexico border immigration crisis, Dan Naraki reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
Administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden, in his first national address, talks about the COVID-19 pandemic Thursday night.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. Here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. If we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. I'll tell you the truth. On July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen. Conditions can change.
Thanks to the efforts of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, Biden was able to get COVID-19 vaccine protection before he took office. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign on Thursday following a report of a 6th woman accusing him of sexual misconduct. While de Blasio has recently discussed the idea of Cuomo stepping down after previous allegations against him, the mayor said that the latest accusation is too much and he must go. 85 New York lawmakers have now called for Cuomo to resign or be impeached, as New York has no recall laws on the books. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have the one and only Al Parada. Yes, managing editor at Stream.org. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, doing great. I'm telling you, all things considered here, although we're watching our nation in peril right now, I appreciate your column about prayers for Joe, and I've been inspired by your column because that's it has been a refrain this week on the show, is that we need to pray for Joe Biden. I mean, it is a clear, I should say, he's a clear and present danger in and of himself.
Yes, we pray for his health, yeah, but we also need to pray for the nation.
Amen.
Because this is serious, and you can't have a president in the Oval Office whose mental capacity is in question.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many variables, too many dangers involved with that,
right.
And how it could be manipulated by our enemies, how it could be taken advantage of by our enemies. It's just not a good situation. I don't know if you remember the movie Dave.
Yes.
Yeah. Great movie. But when they're trying to explain to Dave why they had to have an impersonator, him, to impersonate the president who had a stroke, a very bad stroke, it was the idea that they sold him on was, you know, we need to have our friends and even our enemies need to know, you know, that there's a firm hand on the rudder.
Yes.
That the president is sitting in the chair. Well, you know, to be blunt about it, we don't have that right now. That we know that he's the one in the chair making the calls, making the decision. And the other day when he blanked on the name of the Secretary of Defense, that's a big deal. I mean, we're not talking about forgetting the name of some deputy undersecretary of some random little program over the Department of Agriculture, you know, or even the prime minister of some obscure little country that only National Geographic knows, right?
Right.
This is the Secretary of Defense when we are technically at war,
right.
When we had bombers flying over the Middle East this week, when we bombed Syria the other day, or Iranian-backed militants that were in Syria, I'm going to put it that way. This is serious business.
Exactly.
And we need to be praying for him and praying for our country.
Yeah, and Al, you bring up a good point here, and that is that, you know, the president's job has got to be the most intense position on the planet because things happen in seconds, and you have to be acutely aware of what is going on, as you say, with the clear and present danger, whether it's coming from the communist Chinese, whether it's coming from Russia, Iraq's raising their head again. Of course, when the president canceled the XL pipeline, boy, that invigorated the Arabs and gave them a charge. And anybody that's vying for oil dominance, you know, America taking a big step back and basically just saying, well, you know, that energy independence thing is not all that important. But for others, it's very important.
Yeah, and again, by doing that, you've inflamed tensions in the Middle East and put us at risk again with that, with shipping and all this kind of stuff as this goes forward. And again, I even wrote about it. It's just one of these things where you could have situations in the world where two people where something bad happens, accidents happen, bad things happen, and two very dangerous countries could be at each other's throats, ready to go to war. They need the President of the United States to come in, and if they don't know if who's going to answer the phone on the other end.
Well, it seems to be Kamala answering the phone and making phone calls these days, what we're hearing. She's the one that's talking to, you know, the foreign leaders, not Joe Biden. Supposedly, they put the lid on him about 7 o'clock at night every night.
Yeah, and here's the perfect, that's a perfect example. Kamala Harris is called, we know she's talking to leaders of foreign countries, making those initial contacts and yapping it up. You know, that's one thing. But you're also hearing that Kamala wasn't in the loop for the Syria bombing.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you've got these two conflicting powers within the White House, and those are conflicts that our enemies can exploit.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the thing. You've got, I mean, I wrote about it in the article, and this is just, you know, just sort of a plain hypothetical. But for example, you'd have you might have Russia calling Kamala, saying, "Hey, what's going on over there with your guy? He looks like he's stumbling around. He's bombing our friends.
Yes.
And your party's been saying I'm the enemy for 4 years, and you have your party you're saying Joe shouldn't have nuclear the sole authority over the nuclear codes. Do I have to worry as Russia that he's going to be launching bombs on us?
Right.
You just play with Kamala. Meanwhile, you got Xi calling up Biden, going, "Joe, baby, what's going on with these House Democrats? Is that the first move that woman Kamala is making to get you out of power? We can't have that. You got to do something about that."
No, you can only imagine
calling John Kerry, but and saying, "Hey, you got somebody. Well, on one hand, you got a senile person. On the other hand, you got this woman who we know nothing about.
Right.
You know, help us out, babe."
Yeah, exactly. And then you have, of course, you know, the rumor that, and of course, I've heard this from more than one source, that it's been reported that Biden is often seen just roaming through the White House like, as Chris Plant described, an elderly person with a lack of cognitive ability.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Again, this is where it's dangerous. You're hearing those stories. We don't know. These have not been confirmed, but they sound just right enough, given him forgetting that he was during the campaign, that he wasn't running for Senate anymore. He's running for president. These stories are consistent, and that leads to an unsettling.
Exactly.
Is bad for the world.
Right.
And so he either has to bring it and show that this is not true, or he has no business. He cannot be president. Too dangerous.
Well, we're being told the Biden blitz is coming, that he's going to hit the road, that he's actually going to go and take the message to the people about this $1.9 trillion boondoggle that was just passed by Congress and the Senate. And he's going to be the one to go sell the case for this. I don't know how that, bless his heart, if he can do that. And that will give people some confidence that maybe Joe's not as faltering as it seems. But even Hannity the other night ran a comparative that I thought was quite provocative, just showing Joe Biden back in 2016 and how articulate and how he was able to, you know, command the microphone versus what has happened in the last couple of years. I mean, there is a stark difference, and as someone said, Al, for any of us that have been around a parent or a loved one suffering from any form of dementia or Alzheimer's or anything like that that would affect somebody's cognitive ability, you know, we see this and we go, "Oh my God, this is what happened with my parents," and in some cases even more so. I mean, this is worse than even that, and he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, and that's where the human element comes in, because you see it and you recognize it, and then you just know it, and it's on that level your heart breaks. On the other hand, you're getting mad because handlers are letting this happen, and then you're scared because you're fearful because this is a danger to the country. And you do make an excellent point. Joe Biden, for decades, was one of the most talkative people around. He naturally is a gregarious, warm personality who talks your ear off. I mean, he was notorious for it. I mean, that was Joe Biden. He wasn't one of these. You know, some politicians are naturally shy people, and that's just the way they are. This is not J- Joe Biden. You think Joe Biden doesn't want to be answering questions? Of course he does.
Yeah.
He even tried last week. Yeah. You know, I'll take your questions, and then somebody else cut him off.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. Time to speak of getting cut off. Al Parada is with us, and we've got more from Al after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on 3 continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got Al Parada continuing with us right now. Just to put a ribbon around this situation, again, we're reminded we need to pray for Joe Biden, pray for our nation, because... you know, it is obvious what's going on, and it's disappointing to say the least, that you mentioned his handlers and others, whether it's Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the Democrats, the leadership of the party had to know the condition of Joe Biden. And to allow this to happen, shame on them that they have done this, you know, to our country. And they've done this to Joe Biden and his family.
They've done it to Joe Biden. Jill Biden's obviously part of this thing.
Yes.
And that's why I keep calling her Edith Wilson.
Yeah. In reference to the former president.
For those who don't know, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke in, I guess it was like, 1920, and for about 18 months he was out of it, and his wife was running the country. You can even call her the first female president of the United States.
Exactly.
So it's a very similar, in a way it's very similar, except in a media age you can't hide as well, but you can certainly shoot and edit in ways to hide things. And yes, a fraud, in a sense, another fraud was committed on the American people by not letting us know, not having the truth out there. That this was, you know, that his about his state and just basically covering up. Even the other day, Clyburn, a representative Clyburn, was like, "Oh, there's much to do about nothing. He's just
stuttering.
You know, he's just busy."
Yeah.
Like, how busy do you have to be where you can't stop and answer questions from reporters while you're at an event?
Yeah, exactly. And the reference to his stuttering. Oh, it's just Joe. He's stuttering. You know, he's still overcoming his speech impediment. But it clearly, in years previous, when you heard him speak, stuttering wasn't that big of an issue. In fact, I'd forgotten that he had stuttering issues until they brought it up and to use it as a foil, a bit of a foil for the condition that we're seeing right now. But the American people aren't being fooled, according to Rasmussen. I think we're now at least 50% of the American people are saying that it's obvious that this president is cognitively impaired. So they're no longer being fooled.
Yeah. In fact, a poll, it wasn't Rasmussen, but another group did a poll February 22nd, and they said, and they had it at 33%. And now we're talking, so less than 3 weeks later, obviously polls are different, but generally you go from one third to one half.
Yes, yeah.
In the matter of weeks. Yeah. And part of it is because he's not having the press conferences. He's not out there doing it.
Well, hasn't done a State of the Union? Where's the State of the Union? I mean, last time we weren't going to have a State of the Union because Nancy Pelosi didn't like Donald Trump, so he's kind of forced him out. So now what's her excuse?
Yeah, it's again, and it's like they're using this. There's a wonderful little trick they're playing too, where they're saying, well, part of the strategy is to get away from how Donald Trump always being ever present in the media.
Yeah.
So they're using Trump as sort of a foil of doing something different.
Exactly.
And the thing is, it's like I said, it's like Biden could hold a press conference every day with circus clowns and can-can dancers, and he still would be lower profile than Trump just because of the grandness of Trump and the largeness and the whatever.
But well, clearly the difference in energy, I mean, just right off the bat. Al, I want to shift gears and talk about another column here that you addressed, and that has to do with John Solomon, his report that the Durham investigation has a big break in this very active criminal case. We had thought that since President Trump did not get reelected, maybe the Durham investigation would go by the wayside. But Bill Barr did us all a favor by putting Durham in that special prosecution position. So he's not subject to a change in management, is he?
Correct. The Solomon story says, didn't say who, but basically suggested that somebody that was really in the loop at the FBI, one of the players, is talking, finally talking, and so that opens up obviously a lot of possibilities and of confirming things that others have suggested. So that's a fascinating thing that the investigation is going on. The problem, of course, is that the ultimate decision on prosecuting ends up being in the hands of the DOJ.
Mm.
And that's now under Biden's people. And the big question will be, the million-dollar question will be whether Merrick Garland, new Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the underlings will actually prosecute if the goods are there.
Which exactly.
The goods are there.
Right.
So that's the thing. So at least we know it looks like Durham is still pushing and still and said a breakthrough. And, I'd love to know who it is that's talking, is it McCabe, who promised to take everybody down?
Right.
Is it Lisa Page, who, who was in the center of everything? I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out. Well, we do find out.
The deal is if we're really serious about clearing up the corruption and this corruption that we're seeing on display in the FBI seems to have metastasized to all the three-letter agencies of our government. So whether we're talking FBI, CIA, NIH, I mean, just go on down the list. You know, the IRS, we certainly saw what happened with Lois Lerner and how she stifled the, the charge of the Tea Parties by holding back their tax exemption status. There's rank corruption within our government. And you can say, well, it's, being fortified and covered by the deep state and all. But look at it. If we're going to get down to the source and real issue of what this country is all about and how it's not operating, because right now I say not operating according to our Constitution, then we've got to open the body. We have got to do a full investigation to see that this cancer has metastasized throughout, just about all the institutions of our government. I mean, this is how pervasive and how dangerous this is, Al.
Yeah. I mean, when Kennedy talked about breaking the CIA up into, 1,000 different pieces, I think we're getting to that with these other agencies, the FBI and DOJ, that there has to be total restructuring and cleaning out. And people have to go to jail for things that they did wrong.
Exactly.
As a deterrent for people using the power that they have for political ends. And
We tried to do this back in the 70s, Al, early 70s, and they came to some conclusions. Some minor consequences were doled out, but nothing that really should have been done in a manner to which the corruption that was obvious and that was that people agreed to and said, okay, yeah, it's there, we're going to clean it up. Well, they all brushed it under the rug, and here they are, it's back. The snake has not just one head, but it's got multiple heads on it, and it's running amok.
Yeah, and again, you hate to put too much hope in a person, but you do hope that Durham's doing his job, doing it thoroughly, and that there will be consequences for the crimes that were committed that went to the heart of poisoning the FBI and the DOJ. And
You're right, Al. In and of itself, another humanoid trying to do this is going to be incredibly difficult. And we go back to talking about praying. This is something that God detests. We are a nation blessed by God, has said that we will be a nation under God. Ronald Reagan says when you are no longer a nation under God, you're a nation gone under. And we're pretty close. We're knocking at that door right now because we've turned our back on God. We are abusing, godly principles that are good for everyone, that are good for all his creation, not only here in America, but around the world. I mean, we have been a poor representation and poor steward of the blessing of God, and we're going to end up paying for it. So whether it's Durham, maybe he's the activator, but clearly it's going to be manifest by divine providence to really expose this in such a way that it will be undeniable and will be outside of the political purview. That's the way I see this happening, or it won't happen at all, and it'll just continue to manifest itself, and we will be, as Ronald Reagan said, that nation gone under.
Yes, and that's one of our parts that we play. We can be praying, and we can be working for people at the local level, and congressional level, all the way up, who hold that view and hold that view of America and hold that view of us being a special nation, not a nation to be corrupted or a nation to be condemned. And really, this is a very interesting point, is that we are only a couple years now, 5 years now, away from the 250th birthday of America.
Yes, exactly.
We have to decide now as a nation and as individuals what that anniversary is going to look like. Is it going to be a celebration, or is it going to be a condemnation?
He's the managing editor at Stream.org, Al Parada. Al, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls show most Americans support the federal COVID-19 relief bill, but if they knew what was in it, they might feel differently. Section 1005 of the bill offers socially disadvantaged farm owners total debt forgiveness, up to hundreds of thousands of no-strings-attached dollars per farmer. The qualification for the support by the federal government is that you cannot be a white-skinned farmer. Treating white farmers like second-class citizens violates the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Since Hong Kong began vaccinating the public with China's domestically produced Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine called CoronaVac, 3 deaths in 9 days have increased anxiety about the vaccine safety. Monday, a 71-year-old man in Hong Kong died 4 days after receiving his vaccine shot. The patient was reported to be in good health before the vaccination. It is estimated under 5% of China's population has been vaccinated. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us now. Talk about the founders and morality in the public square. The founders of America were concerned about morality, of course. John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Jerry, it was true then, it's true now, right?
Absolutely. George Washington said in his farewell address that religion and morality are indispensable supports to our political prosperity. And yet today, we're seeing religion and therefore morality with it being driven out of the public square more and more. And cancel culture, if they had their way, they would drive out every last vestige of our Judeo-Christian heritage, as well as the morality that goes with it.
And we know that a void cannot exist. So what's the big exchange here?
Well, the big exchange is immorality and irreligion. And, it's sort of like we're dealing with the French Revolution. The French Revolution came a few years after the American Revolution, but the American Revolution was pro-God. The French Revolution was explicitly anti-God. And what did it result in? Heads rolling in the street, just untold shedding of blood. And then in the same kind of vein, the Russian Revolution was explicitly anti-God, anti-Christian. And that killed even more people. And so this is this constant struggle back and forth between basically Christianity and humanism. But which worldview is going to dominate? Unfortunately, at the moment, it seems that the humanistic side of things, has the greater sway in modern America at the moment. But in the big picture, of course, we have to realize, God is in control, and the Lord will ultimately, his kingdom will prevail, and if you look at something like Psalm 2, for example, written 1,000 years before Jesus Christ, it talks mm-hmm. about, you know, this ongoing conflict, and that, of course, we know who wins.
Exactly. Well, that's what we can count on, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is consistent to that end. And what we see time and again historically, Jerry, is the fake. The illegitimate always precedes the legitimate, which I find it quite interesting. But maybe that's just the nature of fallen man, is that we have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists and God's still in charge, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think one of the things that we have to look at is, you know, God is the one who's made us. God is the one who gave us the conscience. God is the one who has basically, you know, just as the laws of gravity and so forth, there's spiritual laws in the universe. You will reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, there are a lot of people, secular people that, you know, they would poo-poo that idea, and yet they would turn around and say, well, they believe in karma.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying the same type of thing. You reap what you sow. And because this is my Father's world, this is, you know, God's world, the things that people do will come back unto them. This whole cancel culture is an example, one example after another, of people violating the golden rule, and a lot of times they seem to be getting away with it, but at the end of the day, they'll be canceled one day, just like the revolutionaries
exactly.
French, you know, the French Revolution. They ended up, some of their key leaders ended up getting, having their heads chopped off in the guillotine as well, Robespierre being probably the greatest single example of that.
Right.
But it's important that we get back to biblical morality, because that's what the founders, you know, basically created the nation, you know, on that foundation. And they did not want us to drive Christianity out of the public square, but that's what's happening today.
Where has there been prosperity, to George Washington's point, where biblical morality was not in existence? And when I'm talking about prosperity, I'm talking about sustainable prosperity. I mean, from time to time, you'll have peaks and valleys, and it may look, and the Bible tells us that, you know, we look at the wicked, you know, increasing in prosperity, but there's a real quick, you know, transitional phrase right after that, and essentially it is, you know, to the point that you made earlier, that you will reap what you sow. And so as people of faith, we're called to pray for those. We're called to pray for those that we see heading toward a cement wall of destruction, aren't we?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I would say that, you know, some people that, let's say they grew up in a Christian background, or they globbed on to some of the Judeo-Christian values, of the culture that still exists. It's, you know, it's just hanging on for dear life, it seems sometimes, but, you know, it's like C.S. Lewis said, you might have a neighbor down the street who's an atheist, and he's very nice. And you have this neighbor who's a churchgoer, and she's a real sourpuss. And, you know, you don't even want to be near her. And C.S. Lewis said, well, first of all, heaven help us if that sourpuss that went to church lady, if she had no Christian, you know, instruction or values at all. And then number two, the fellow down the street that's so nice, the atheist or whatever, he's basically piggybacking on the Judeo-Christian values. And so I think that's an important point to you know, point out. I think that America is sort of coasting, in a sense, on the fumes of the Judeo-Christian foundation that we have. And people instinctively know that it's the right thing to do, to treat others as you would have them to treat you.
Yes.
You know, in some ways you could say, well, the cancel culture in some ways didn't grow out of nowhere. It's almost like a way of saying, hey, we're not, you know, being consistent in the way we apply the golden rule. By the way, the golden rule, which is so great, just one sentence, who does that come from? It comes from Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yep.
Treat others as you would have them treat you, for this sums up the law and the prophets, says Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7:12. What a great goal to strive for as a society. And I think one of the things we're seeing, Bill, we're seeing this huge loss of modern morality, you know, Christian morality,
mm-hmm.
and along with it, we're seeing just incredible rudeness, stranger, fighting stranger, because they're in line in the store, and one of them violates the golden rule in front of another one.
Exactly.
What? I mean, these things weren't so pronounced when I was a kid. I mean, it wasn't like, there was a lot more, you know, kindness and generosity and so forth, even towards strangers. But it seems like today the milk of human kindness has curdled.
Exactly. No, excellent point. And how's that working for you? I mean, but this is what's happened when you have a generation, and I say generation, an era, however way, I don't want to blame it on a specific age group necessarily, because it has really infected all areas of our culture. So it's not necessarily a generation condition as much as it is kind of a spirit of this era, isn't it?
Yes, and I will say, you know, I think what's happened is when you look at some of the fallout from some of the Supreme Court decisions, like the school prayer cases, the mm-hmm. Bible reading cases, and then the one with the Ten Commandments, you know, you can't have this, you can't have that. In the schools, even though the schools were created, honestly, Education for America, you know, was
right.
for the masses, was created for the Bible, so
yeah.
people could read the Bible for themselves. I mean, it's just, if you trace back the history of the schools, you see that point. But let me give them a quick anecdote. Many years ago, I was talking to a very close friend. And the L.A. riots were taking place, and he had a window that he could see. He was in Los Angeles. He could see all this, you know, the landscape. And he said, oh, my goodness, there's a fire over there. There's a fire over there. There's a fire over there. And he said, it's all these kids without religion. And I said to my friend, wait a minute. You're an atheist. How can you say that? And he said, yeah, I know, but how are these kids supposed to learn what's right and what's wrong if they don't learn about religion?
I'm going to let you think about that for a moment. We've got to go to break. More from Dr. Newcomb after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Ahead of the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards on March 14th, IBM launched a new digital fan experience called Grammy Debates with Watson. Grammy Debates with Watson is an AI-curated music debate experience, allowing fans to contribute their points of view to some of the most important music-related conversations today. Fans can engage in debates related to the most groundbreaking artist or biggest style icon and add their arguments via the online portal. The Recording Academy is also transitioning Grammy Backstage to the IBM Cloud to seamlessly host the pre-show, premiere ceremony, and more. Christy Kolsky, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships Marketing Program Director.
Grammy Debates with Watson gives fans around the world the opportunity to have their voice heard in some of the most iconic debates in music today. Powered by IBM, AI, and cloud, this is another example of how we're applying IBM's cutting-edge technology to help revolutionize the entertainment industry and bring innovative experiences to our clients' key audiences.
Visit Grammy.com/Watson for more.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us. Jerry's a key archivist of the D. James Kennedy Legacy Library, Christian TV producer. Always also has written, 23 books. And it's more than 23 books now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 33 books.
33
books. Wow. Since we've last talked, I'm now the executive director of the Providence Forum, which was founded by Dr. Peter Loback, and I had the privilege to write a book with him called the George Washington's Sacred Fire.
Yes, Peter Loback, right.
Founder and now the president emeritus of Providence Forum, and I'm the executive director. And the purpose of this, which is, by the way, this ministry, Providence Forum, is now a division of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Mm. The purpose is basically to alert people to inform Americans about our Judeo-Christian heritage. Because, you know, as you pointed out earlier, a lot of people just don't know this. They don't realize this. They almost think as if the idea of the separation of church and state, the way it's articulated today, you know, God has nothing to do with government. But one of the congressmen, Jerome Nadler, said something like God's will, you know, as understood by some Christian group or some religious group, has no bearing on this Congress. You know, something to that effect.
Yes, exactly.
That's
right.
What he said. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I mentioned that using his exact wording in my most recent column that it came out with. It's called In God We Trust? Question mark. Mm-hmm. But the idea is, you would think that God had nothing to do with America, and that's not true. The original 13 colonies, so many of the original charters, and even the state constitutions of those 13, the original 13, they mention God and the Christian faith all over the place. And if you don't believe me, just go on Google and look at Avalon Project of Yale University, or look up the there's a series of books by the Encyclopedia Britannica called The Annals of America. I love that. I have a set of that. And those first three volumes, it's about 20 volumes, and it came out in 1976 or 76. It came out in the 70s. Anyway, the first three volumes deal with the founding era of America. And you see the God and the Christian faith are mentioned all over the place. Even some people like to say, well, the Constitution doesn't mention God. Excuse me? It most certainly mentions God. Not only does it mention God, it mentions that Jesus is God. Yes. Because it said this is done in the year of our Lord, 1787. And then the atheist turns around and says, well, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a common phrase of that day. I talked to John Eidsmo, a constitutional attorney and author of Christianity and the Constitution, a law professor of many, many years. And I said, what do you think about that, John? The idea that, well, in the year of our Lord is just a formality. It didn't mean anything to the founders when they put that on the Constitution. He said, listen, in law, when you have a testament, like a last will and testament, that kind of thing, that is called the attestation clause.
Right.
The part in the Constitution where they're saying this is done in the year of our Lord, 1787, in the 12th year of independence, blah, 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 blah. He said that's called an attestation clause. All lawyers would say that's a very important clause in a will and so forth. This is, in effect, the will of the founding fathers.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And by the way, the Constitution was predated by the Declaration of Independence, and it is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, and the Declaration of Independence mentions God four times. It
right.
says that our rights come from God. And that's what America is all about, God-given rights. So the idea that God and Christianity would be, just basically foreboding in the public square, that just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Well, God-given rights and freedoms, because it's something that the government, the government can impinge on it and take away, as we've seen, certainly in this most recent experience with COVID. And getting back to Jerry Nadler, I mean, he's in denial anyway. He insists that there's no such thing as Antifa. So for him to say there's no such thing as God doesn't surprise me too much, because he's pretty much in denial anyyway.
Yeah, when he wasn't saying that there was no God, he was just saying, hey, don't bring your religion, here in the Congress as we're dealing with legislation. God's will, as defined by some of the denominations, has nothing to do with us or something, has nothing to do with this Congress.
Right.
Well, in one sense, he's right. they've excluded God out of it. But in the other sense, he's wrong, because every beat of his heart is courtesy of God.
Is it? Exactly.
Jesus Christ. And one day he, just like you and just like me, all of us will one day give an account before God. And, we should recognize it. But in the meantime, the idea that God's will is of no concern to Congress is not in step with America as founded. No way is that in step with America as founded. And you just look at, even when the founders of America, when the other states dealt with the issue of, the representatives in Philadelphia, they've given us this new document, the Constitution, we, the states, have to decide whether we will ratify it or not ratify it. And over and over and over, the statement was made, we want it spelled out that we have, our freedoms. We want a Bill of Rights explicitly. We want it spelled out in writing. That would be very helpful. And here's the deal. The founders then agreed to do that, and they were gentlemen, and they were people of their word. They did ratify it, and then one of the very first things that they did was they wrote up and they passed the first 10 amendments. Those first 10 amendments, we call them the Bill of Rights.
And
the very first liberty, mentioned is religious liberty. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Those words, by the way, initially was understood to mean there's going to be no national denomination in America.
Exactly.
We had the Church of England in England. We left that because they were persecuting nonconformists. Now we'll have no such, religious persecution, but that doesn't mean that God is somehow, or God's word is somehow forbidden in the public arena. Not at all. And in fact, it even said we will not prohibit or, punish religious freedom. And that's not to be the case. So, the same Congress that gave us that First Amendment, they turned around and they said, they sent a memo to George Washington. They said, sir, we had the experience here, thanks to God, to be able to, you know, after we won the independence fight, thanks to God, we were able to peaceably meet and happily create this government, you know, in the Constitution. How about a day of thanksgiving to the Almighty?
That's right, exactly.
On behalf of that. George Washington said, great idea, and he wrote that up, and it's one of my favorite speeches. It's from October 3, 1789. Every time I want to quote it, I don't have to go back to my own writings. I just go on the Internet. I just put George Washington, Thanksgiving Proclamation, October 3, 1789. I've quoted it so much I happen to know the date.
Right.
It's the duty of men and of all nations to give thanks to the Almighty God. But, you know, it's just a point that the founders, did not intend, again, God to be squeezed out. Oh, here's another example. The same men who gave us the First Amendment, which is today being misinterpreted to mean there's a strict separation of church and state. God has no bearing in the public square, etc. Well, those same men that gave us that also wrote up legislation in which they appointed chaplains.
Chaplains
for the legislature and chaplains for the military. Mm-hmm. George Washington, by the way, was a stickler for chaplains. After the independence was declared, going back years earlier, 1776, when he had the Declaration of Independence read to his troops, one of the first things he did was he systematically said, okay, here I am, Commander-in-Chief of the now independent United States of America. From now on, we're going to make sure that we have chaplains systematically. We did.
Exactly.
But it wasn't necessarily, in every single regiment, et cetera. Now I'm in charge, and this is the first thing I'm going to do is make sure we have chaplains. And part of his whole point was he said the troops, they cannot swear, they should not gamble, they should not engage in any kind of sexual immorality, they should go to divine services unless they're providentially hindered because of battle or something like that. He said, we do not want to offend Almighty God through immorality, as here we are in this very precarious state facing what history tells us was the greatest nation, strongest
military force.
Navy and honored at that time. And here was this ragtag army of merchants and farmers and so we're going up against Great Britain, but God gave us the grace to prevail. But here's Washington, instead of saying, we're not going to allow prayers, in the chaplains, but Washington is like, hey, let's get chaplains here.
Exactly. Lead the way.
Was passed by men who hired chaplains for it. And they did other things that showed that they wanted religion and morality to prevail throughout America.
Well, the history of America is so rich with, as George Washington referred, with by the hand of divine providence. And I always love that when he put it in that context, because he was humble to understand and appreciate that America would not be America without God, Jerry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, George Washington refers to Providence 270 times in his writings.
Mm.
So this is just a constant reference that he has. And so it's important to recognize that.
Our thanks to Dr. Jerry Newcomb, the Executive Director of ProvidenceForum.org, a division of D. James Kennedy. Go to jerrynewcomb.com for all the information that you're looking for.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hip list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.